October 25th, 2014. I am Mac White. We started the show with Dengue Fever. Coming up, more music, a news roundup of the past week, and a tale from the dream time.
Where Westworld stopped, Future World begins. Future World, offering fantasy, sensuality, and adventure. Complete satisfaction guaranteed. Entrance fee, $1,200 a day. Exit fee, your life. Peter Fonda, Blythe Danner, Arthur Hill, and Yul Brynner as the gunslinger in Future World. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Hey, amigo. Che sabata. I chiuso.
Still killers that died in the gunfight at OK Corral. OK Corral. Gunfight at OK Corral.
Have Gun, Will Travel, the theme song from the classic Western TV series, played by Dwayne Eddy. And before that, Frankie Lane singing the title song from the film Gunfight at OK Corral. And before that, the Hellbenders playing the title song from the spaghetti Western classic Zapata. And now, I think it's time to switch into a different gear, change the atmosphere. Halloween is just a few days away, so let's get into a Halloween kind of mood.
Thank you. alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive.
When this dead hand moves, the monster created by a man they called Mad is turned loose to strike terror into the hearts of men. To shock women into uncontrolled hysteria.
Elizabeth!
To prey upon the innocence of children. This is the story you've heard about, talked about. The spine-tingling, blood-chilling story that stunned your emotions. Frankenstein!
Don't touch that!
Spooky, yeah. Now gather round while I elucidate on what happens outside when it gets late. Long about midnight, the ghosts and banshees get together for their nightly jamborees. There's ghosts with horns and saucer eyes, and some with fangs about this size. Some short and fat, some tall and thin, and there's some don't even bother to wear their skin. Oh, I'm telling you, brother. Frightful sight, see what goes on in the night. When when the spooks have a midnight jamboree, they break it up with fiendish glee. Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed, that's the headless horseman, he's the worst. When he goes jogging across the land, holding his noggin in his hand, demons take one look and groan, and hit the road for parts unknown. 'Cause there's no spook like a spook that's burned.
They don't like him and he's really burnt.
He swears to the longest day he's dead, he'll show them that he can get ahead. So close all the windows, lock the doors. Unless you're careful, he'll get yours. Don't think he'll hesitate a bit, 'cause he'll clip your top if it'll fit. Likes him little, likes him big, part in the middle or a Westmore wig. Black or white or even red, the headless horseman needs a head.
With a hip, hip and a clippity-clop, he's out looking for a talk-to-chop.
So don't stop to figure out a plan.
You can't reason with a headless man.
So after dark, now you kids be good. Better stay at home the way you should. 'Cause right outside and waiting there is the headless horseman.
Beware!
Bing Crosby singing about that headless horseman. And before that, Sleepy Hollow by The Last Word. We'll do some more Halloween in just a little bit, but first take a look at the headlines from the past week. Ebola is still in the news, and we have these headlines. This one comes from Russia Today. U.S. Army withheld promise from Germany that Ebola virus wouldn't be weaponized. The United States has withheld assurances from Germany that the Ebola virus, among other related diseases, would not be weaponized in the event of Germany exporting it to the U.S. Army Medical Research Institute for Infectious Diseases. German MFA Deputy Head of Division for Export Control Marcus Klinger provided a paper to the U.S. Consulate's Economics Office seeking additional assurances related to a proposed export of extremely dangerous pathogens. Germany subsequently made two follow-up requests and clarifications to the Army, according to the unclassified WikiLeaks cable. This matter concerns the complete genome of viruses such as the Zaire Ebola virus, the Lake Victoria Marburg virus, the Machupo virus, and the Lhasa virus, which are absolutely among the most dangerous pathogens in the world, the request notes. The Zaire Ebola virus was the same strain of Ebola virus which has been rampaging through West Africa in recent months. The cable notes, the delivery would place the recipient in the position of being able to create replicating recombinant infectious species of these viruses. However, it also points out that Germany has in place an exceptionally restrictive policy, adding that approval would not be granted to the export until U.S. assurance was provided. A decision about the export has not yet been made. Given the foregoing, we would appreciate confirmation that the end-use certificate really is from the Department of Army and of the accuracy of the data contained therein, the document stated. There is no follow-up document available to confirm whether the U.S. Army eventually provided Germany with the necessary guarantees. Bioweapons were outlawed in the Biological Weapons Convention of 1972 and was signed and ratified by 179 signatories, including Germany, the U.S., and Russia. It dictates that signatories, under all circumstances, the use of bacteriological, biological, and toxin weapons is effectively prohibited by the convention, and the determination of states' parties to condemn any use of biological agents or toxins other than for peaceful purposes by anyone at any time. Now, that story from Russia Today. This story from the Washington Post. Ebola crisis rekindles concerns about secret research in Russian military labs. This is a rather long article, so I'll just read parts of it. She was an ordinary lab technician with an uncommonly dangerous assignment, drawing blood from Ebola-infected animals in a secret military laboratory. When she cut herself at work one day, she decided to keep quiet, fearing she'd be in trouble. Then the illness struck. By the time she turned to a doctor for help, it was too late, one of her overseers, a former bioweapons scientist, said of the accident years afterward. The woman died quickly and was buried, according to one account, in a sack filled with calcium hypochlorite, or powdered bleach. The 1996 incident might have been forgotten except for the pathogen involved, a highly lethal strain of Ebola virus. And where the incident occurred, inside a restricted Russian military lab that was once part of the Soviet Union's biological weapons program. Years ago, the same facility in the Moscow suburb of Sergiev Posad cultivated microbes for use as tools of war. Today, much of what goes on in the lab remains unknown. The fatal lab accident and a similar one in 2004 offer a rare glimpse into a 35-year history of Soviet and Russian interest in the Ebola virus. The research began amid intense secrecy with an ambitious effort to assess Ebola's potential as a biological weapon, and it later included attempts to manipulate the virus's genetic coding, U.S. officials and researchers say. Those efforts ultimately failed as Soviet scientists stumbled against natural barriers that make Ebola poorly suited for biowarfare. The bioweapons program officially ended in 1991, but Ebola research continued in defense ministry laboratories where it remains largely invisible despite years of appeals by U.S. officials to allow greater transparency. Now, at a time when the world is grappling with an unprecedented Ebola crisis, the wall of secrecy surrounding the labs looms still larger, arms control experts say, feeding conspiracy theories and raising suspicions. The bottom line is, we don't know what they're doing with any of the pathogens in their possession, said Amy Smithson, a biological weapons expert who has traveled to several of the labs and written extensively about the Soviet-era weapons complex. It goes on at some length here, discussing the possibility that there has been and may continue to be Ebola research going on in Russian military labs. And at the same time, we have this story from Russia Today, which insinuates that the U.S. might be doing the same thing in its labs. So you've got the American media pointing at Russia and the Russian media pointing at the U.S. If history is any indicator, the likelihood is that both nations are researching Ebola as a bioweapon.
And now it's dream time. Dream that time outside of time. Dream when we journey inside the mind and sail upon raging seas into the great mystery. Post-apocalyptic tribe raising cattle on the coastline. They are good people, mostly, but there are vicious stabbings in the night. bodies discovered on the trails in the morning. Slit throats leaking massive pools of blood. My double and I migrate north to the place where the lanky men in straw hats dwell. In an abandoned KFC, he encounters a vampire. My double wrestles the creature to the ground, snapping its flesh and other bones. They crack like shattered pearls, leaving a sticky goo on the hands. They cut us in a cage. He thinks he must be worse from outer space. Most valued possessions for being spray painted on the sides causing them slit throats. They crack goddess in a cage, breath pointed towards palm trees in the distance. Following the vampire's death, there is a big celebration. The villagers reward my double with a goddess in a cage. She is nude. Her hair is golden and long and covers her private parts. On a tour bus flying several feet off the ground, passing through Disney Studios, now deserted, buildings empty, windows broken, graffiti spray painted on the sides, a red, crudely drawn, pornographic Mickey Mouse with his pants down catches my eye. The bus climbs higher, crossing a field of grass, palm trees in the distance, passing over a cemetery, the graves of movie stars, names that once were in lights, now engraved on tombstones, catching birds.
Trees to white gardens of the sun. The air was sweet and warm. Then the sun turned red and bled all the clouds. At night, elves softened in the park. Trees to by gardens of the sun, the air was sweet and warm. The sun turned red and bled all the clouds, and I held softly in the park.
Take this soul of mine, take me to the dark below. Lord, I wanna die. In the night I kill my love. Black winds take away my life. Oh Lord, let me die. Mother was a girl I loved. Them both with my knife. Now the black winds blow. Black winds take away.
could hear the same things that broke my heart. Yes, she did. Things she said only to him. I pulled my knife and crying her name, I stood before them.
Features. Watch breathlessly as the coffin opens to release the terror duck. It's only a gallon, Bowles. The Raven. Join Boris Karloff in the most gruesome day of the undead, Black Sabbath. And there are two more blood-chilling delights. Die, monster, die. And who knows? You may die, laughing at the comedy of terrors. Five of Karloff's creepiest capers in nightmare colors. And you are invited.
Then I met you, and found a world I never dreamt would come true. I fell in love with you.
The Living Dead by Jim Burgett. And before that, The Nightmares playing Greyhound. And before that, Little John and the Monks playing Black Winds. And before that, A Tale from the Dreamtime, one of my own dreams, recorded on an invention of mine, the Dreamograph. That's all for this edition of The Mac White Show, October 25th, 2014, just a few days before Halloween. Thanks for listening, and happy Halloween.